good. Hey, is going against Andy, I know you've done it a few times here, but does it still mean anything to you in terms of the rivalry between the two of you as a friend?
Well, I think I feel the same way I've always felt. You know, one, he's you know you're going against somebody who's really good. That's the first thing. And then, you know, you really, when you play against someone you know very well, who's a good friend, you want to put your best foot forward. So, in that respect, yes. But we've been at this a while now. And while I like to see him, I don't get to see him very much. And that's, I like to chat with him before the game and see him. But once the game starts, it's pretty much a game just like any other.
He just joined a list of 100-win coaches that you're obviously on. He's one of the – there's seven guys on it, I think, and he's one of the two. Him and Jeff Fisher are the only two that haven't won Super Bowls. How much does the Super Bowl mean to a coach and his legacy, do you think?
Well, I think it's the it's special. There's no question about that. It is very special. I think of the two that I've been in that I lost as a head coach. It took a long time to recover from that one because you're inches away from the brass ring and you don't get it. So it's what we all work for. In a calmer moment, quieter moment, I think it should not, however, diminish the body of work of any coach who's done it for a long time and done it very well. I don't think. It's really nice to have and special. But when you look back on it, when you get a little bit older and look back on everything, you know, a guy who's been able to do it and do it well for a long time, I think that's as important.
Do you, when you coach against guys, not just Andy, but all the guys in that fraternity, you got a Shanahan, a Fisher, Andy, is it more special when you do go against guys that have done it that long?
I don't think so. Any more special. I think the win, in particular, my age, a win this season, heck, a win is the special thing. But look, I have tremendous respect for all the coaches that in the league, and I know how hard it is to win a game. Now, the guys that I know personally very well, because you know some guys better than you know other guys, that's what adds a little bit of spice to the game, I think.
Well, Mike, can you give us some insight on why you'd chosen to retire at the end of the year?
Well, you know, when I first came to Seattle, I had an 8-year contract, and I had made some promises to my wife, Kathy. If we could hang on through that, that'd be a pretty good run, and then I was going to stop and breathe just a little bit. And we got to that point, and we went to the Super Bowl, and then the club wanted me to re-up for a couple more years. And I really liked our team, and we had lost the Super Bowl to Pittsburgh, and I had a good team, and then you get, I'll sign up for two more years. And I just think that you reach a point, I'll personalize it. I've reached a point where the losses are very, very difficult for me. I can't bounce back quite as well as I did when I was a little bit younger. That's one thing. The organization here has changed over the last few years, and they hired a good young guy in Jim Mora who they wanted to be the head coach in the future, and he's going to be a great one. And the timing was just right. And so I was going to step away. They knew who they wanted to hire to replace me, and so we did it. I 17 years as a head coach, albeit with two teams, but I didn't take that little sabbatical anywhere in there. So it's that's what I'm doing now. I'm just going to take a sabbatical and take a year off.
Andy said he hopes that you get back in after you take that little sabbatical. Is that the plan right now?
Well, you know what? To be honest, that's nice of him to say that. The plan right now is, I don't know what my feelings are going to be like. You know, when you've been doing something for so long, and then you know, all of a sudden, how will I react to my life being a little different. I'll have to see. And I'm going to be open to any number of things. If I decide to continue working, or it might be in football, might not be in football, I don't know. I don't know that. And so I just want to I'm going to learn something about myself.
Do you know how you're going to spend the year?
No. You know what? I don't. I know we're going to travel a little bit. I'm going to ride my motorcycle a fair amount. I haven't been able to do that very much. Hang out at the beach and be with my grandkids, probably.
Have you sensed any adverse reaction from the team standpoint